You're listening to Graphic Novel Explorers Club Podcast, an audio book club.
Greetings, Explorers. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny, joined by...
Dennis.
And...
Just Jake.
Not Jake.
Or was it a quiet subwoofer?
Yeah, quiet.
Right.
An indiscriminate sound wave, or what was it? Today we are discussing Wormwood, Gentleman Corpse by writer Ben Temple Smith. We hope you've already read today's title because all three of us read the book, so beware, spoilers ahead. Explorers can share their opinions and thoughts with us by leaving a comment on our Facebook page or over on Twitter and Instagram at GN Explorers Club. Graphic Novel Explorers Club is available wherever fine podcasts are found. So this one's part of our summer special, where we try to read books that are maybe a little bit out of what we normally read, would you say, Dennis?
Yeah.
And we're also recording this remotely, so there may be occasional sound issues, because here in California, we're still on lockdown. Or I guess shelter in place, we shouldn't say lockdown. But this book was written and drawn by Ben Temple Smith from Perth, Australia.
Are you familiar with any of his work before?
Only the 30 Days a Night.
Yeah, that's how I didn't know it was drawn by him, but then I was like, oh, this is totally looks like 30 Days a Night. And I was like, oh, okay, well, it is.
Yeah. It was published by IDW starting in 2017. I don't know. Is the series still going?
That I do not know. I didn't do enough research.
I looked up.
I know it started, didn't.
Go ahead. There were a couple of books, and then I have the trades, and then I think it went on hiatus for a little bit. I don't know if it's coming back, but I think that there was a spinoff afterwards. It was Wormwood Goes to Washington. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I actually haven't read that one yet, but it's on my to-do list.
So you've read this one before.
Yeah, actually, I didn't read 30 Days of Night, but there was another book, Welcome to Hawksford, that I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I got into Wormwood first or Welcome to Hawksford, but I knew that they were done by the same guy, and I liked his style, and the art really kind of drew me in first, and then it turned out to be,
sure.
It's got a pretty good sense of humor and kept me reading.
I was a little confused looking at the history of the book. It sounded like it started in like 2003, 2004. Are we reading? This isn't what we're reading, right?
I don't know the whole timeline of the actual comics. Is I picked it up later on in the trades. And so, like I said, I think it started out earlier in the 2000s and then kind of came out sporadically. I don't think it's a continuing series, though.
I mean, at least given there's nothing in here that gives away that keeps it dated or anything like that. But I didn't feel like it was dated at all. Like there was no terminology. They didn't say, I don't know, who let the dogs out.
The Phoebe character dates this book. She's very manic pixie girl meets tank girl to me. Like,
Does it date her, though?
Yeah, she's, yeah. It makes me feel like, you know, at the earliest this book could be, it was like maybe the late 90s. Yeah, I don't know. The Phoebe character is very distinctly of the now. Other characters are not like, so our main characters or the characters we're introduced to this are Wormwood, who is actually a worm living in the eye socket of a corpse. Phoebe, who has tattoos she can manifest him to do different things. Mr. Pendulum, who to me seems like a Rasputin type of person. And then Trotsky, who I thought was actually going to be the ghost of the Russian writer, but no, he's a ghost of a cop who can't ascend to heaven or maybe to descend to hell until all of his cases from when he was living are solved. I thought that was kind of funny. Those are the characters that we're introduced to in the book. And yeah, Phoebe's the one whose tattoos she can manifest them to attack things.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the character still... I mean, that manic pixie girl thing is constant throughout comics anyways. I mean, technically, what's her name from the Deadpool movie could be considered that. I mean, there's kind of edgy gals. I don't see it. It's more of a trope type than of the 90s era specifically. I mean, she's just tough and has interesting powers. So I don't know. I didn't feel anything was too dated. I really did like the cop, though. At first, I thought he was going to be some kind of parody of Constantine, but he totally was something else. And I like at least that it's implied that maybe he's not the best cop in terms of like his skills. And so he relies on Wormwood to help him, it seems like, quite a bit. I don't know how Wormwood even has any debt to him at all, or if he just does it out of the kindness of his heart. But I really did like the feel for his character.
So, Jake, what made you choose this one?
The first thing is, I think I was randomly strolling through a comic shop one time, and I was just looking for something, you know, new that wouldn't necessarily be on my radar. And, you know, the, well, judge a book by its cover. Well, I judged this book by its cover and was caught by the artwork, kind of thumbed through it real quick and, you know, thought, all right, I can get on board with this. And then again, the art was what drew me there, but like the story, I actually really enjoyed it because it checked a lot of boxes for me. Like if you read further on, the universe that it sets up is pretty entertaining. I won't give too much further, you know, down the road what happens, but just even in the first edition, the first chapter in the trades, but the first what you guys read, what it builds on from there, it goes to some pretty clever places.
Yeah, it seemed to me, I don't know how you guys feel, but like I felt like there's H.P. Lovecraft influence in there, Sam Raimi, H.R. Giger with the creatures and
it was a straight ripoff from Aliens for sure. I mean, how that creature came out and looked.
Yeah.
Everything like
how
that.
It just burst the chest. Mm. It was a chest burster, but actually it's implied this creature who comes to attack our group of heroes here. It's a really funny scene where this guy and this woman are having sex and they're like checking in on each other afterwards. Like how was that? And how do you feel? And then all of a sudden, you know, this thing literally, she births it, but in the most painful way possible, which was like, oh yeah, it's kind of Aliens-ish. Did you guys ever see the Batmobile? I didn't discover this until I was doing research for this episode. That H.R. Giger did a Batmobile design for Batman Forever, and they rejected it.
Oh, no way.
Have you guys ever seen this?
No. Well, let's take a look.
It is fucking terrible. It's almost like an X. Almost like a
Wait,
chromosome.
I have seen that.
And then it's got like a center thing that he rides in.
Oh my God, that is terrible. Yeah, I'm looking at like right now.
Turrets on the side. I was like,
oh. Yeah, it looks like as if you took a model from Alien and then decided to stick on a couple guns to it.
And an X. It's just a big X. Yeah.
With like a dome center cockpit thing. That is terrible. Well, they can't all be winners.
But just think of how insane H.R. Giger has to be. Like an insane genius to be like, yeah, this is it. This is what they want for the Batmobile.
You know, it's funny. After watching so many things and so many things inspired by Giger, like, I don't know how you guys feel, but for me, like, his stuff is brilliant. I like his artwork that obviously inspired the movie Alien. But then I was like, can't you branch off a little bit? It's almost like every time I see the same textures, it's like when I look at a Marvel book from the 90s and everything has Colossus arms with the metal bands. Like I see that with Giger. It's like, God, it's like you got the one texture pattern and then you apply it to everything. I was like, you could branch out a little more, buddy. I mean, it's kind of one note. You know, I think your stuff's great, but it's a little one note-ish.
Yeah, the biomechanical buttholes and penises and titties. And then there was one little thing. I don't know if you guys caught it. The cancer sticks at the beginning. Oh, yeah, where when we're introduced to Phoebe. And I was thinking, like, do you think that's a dig at George Lucas with his death sticks? Or was it just a funny thing he threw in?
I think it's just because they're cigarettes, literally. Yeah, I will say that the love scene / alien chest burster face hugger scene, I will say that I was honestly surprised because I thought, okay, the way their conversation was going, I thought this guy or girl were going to reveal that they were actually the monster and they were doing some sort of species kind of like another Giger thing, a species kind of like mating thing, and then suddenly it's like, oh, here I am, I'm actually a monster, and it didn't go the way I thought. And then when she died, I assumed he was gonna like, oh man, I accidentally inseminated you with whatever. But no, he actually died too. So I was honestly surprised at their fates. I wasn't clear though, and I read it a few times, and I was like, I'm missing something. What was the joke about the muscly one that attacked the group? And he was implying that Wormwood was supposed to mate with his mother, and then Wormwood was like, oh yeah. I didn't get the joke.
I didn't catch it either. What about you, Jake?
Does it pay off later, Jake? Offhand? What?
Jake, no, does it pay?
God damn it, Jake.
Jacob.
You want to phone a friend, Jake?
50-50.
Na-na-na-na. Jake, you're on the spot.
I'm panicking.
All right, next caller.
But yeah, it's the scene where he's confronting Wormwood and he shows the picture of his mom.
So, for the reader, to backtrack, this creature bursts out of this woman who was having sex with her partner. They both die, and it's this Cthulhu xenomorph creature. And then it goes from like a human size to like this monstrosity by the time it shows up where our heroes are hanging out. Yeah, and it implies that Wormwood either was supposed to have sex with its mother or did, and he bounced on her. I don't know. Yeah, there was some sort of implication between him and this creature and its mother, and Wormwood supposed to.
I didn't catch the payoff when he goes like, oh, right. I see. But kind of later on, I think it gets explained a little bit further late in the book, where he's kind of this, I don't know, not player, like, you know, yeah, he doesn't really, you know, have, yeah, he doesn't, you know, he's
a little bit like of a hustler,
the whole, you know, gentleman corpse, like, you know, he's this gentleman playboy type of James Bond sex machine.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. Also, I was trying to look at the angle as like, is this his kid? Like, hey, you left me and mom kind of thing. Or like, I was trying to figure out exactly if that was the angle I was going with. But then I was like, maybe they explain it later on. So who knows?
Yeah, it was a fun book. I mean, I guess get to our recaps here. But what'd you think, Dennis?
Art A+. All the way. Even the Cthulhu xenomorph. I loved it. I love the design of Wormwood. I love the colors they used. At first, I thought it was going to be like, eh. But no, it definitely was really good. The humor, perfect. I didn't want another dark book that was taking itself too seriously. I don't mind this kind of stuff, but I'm getting burnt out on things that take itself way too seriously, where it's like, this is the dark magic, and this is super serious, you know, I'm Batman.
That's kind of my thing with like James Bond. It's while I don't like the super kishy cheesiness of the Austin. 70s James Bond era, the 70s and early 80s. I also don't like the heaviness of current James Bond. It's like there needs to be a little bit of a mixture of the two. So I'm glad you said that. That's how I've been feeling about a lot of stuff lately too. Is like, where's the humor?
Well, you know, and we've read several books where they're trying to create some kind of lore, whether it's with Black Monday Murders or what have you. And it just sometimes it's just too much. It's like, yeah, we get it. You're dark and mysterious and you're evil and this is a dark overlord. So I kind of like that this is kind of a wink, but it's a nice balance where like I feel like these are real characters. Like the cop, I totally loved where he came in and it wasn't like, hey, you need to help me or anything like this. Wormwood's like, oh, you need another favor because you can't figure this case out. Yeah. And yeah, I thought the writing was A+. Art was A+. I'm definitely going to pick up the rest of the trade, and if that catches me, the rest of the series for sure.
Yeah, I completely agree. I definitely agree with what Dennis had to say, but in terms of the art is definitely what drew me in, and then kind of right off the bat, the stories, I could tell that it had a good sense of humor to it. I liked the characters a lot, and one of the things that I really liked about it is kind of the world building that it does. There's not a lot of heavy-handed exposition, but it brings things in a very clever sort of way. It's not, you know, grabbing you by the face and pointing, you know, this is important here, but, you know, things develop later on. But yeah, I definitely highly recommend continuing with the story. You know, it's a quick read. It does have a lot of horror elements to it, but even like with the character design, they still are kind of a little bit cartoonish, which to me, kind of, even when you're seeing these gruesome images, it's still
when there's just like blood spraying.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny to say that.
Anyway.
Like, oh, yeah. This, like, you know, all of this carnage, and it's totally palatable, you know? So,
yeah,
it's a fun read.
Yeah. You know, and I find world building, you know, we've argued about this before in other books, but it's really an artwork in terms of how much exposition you lay out, because, you know, they easily could have had, you know, have gone like Dragon Ball Z, where Phoebe suddenly, you know, at first I thought she just knew how to use a gun. I had no idea she had other powers. So she's just blasting away, which I found hilarious. And then when she exhausted her guns, she busted out her powers. And a lesser book, honestly, would probably go Dragon Ball Z, where she would go, yes, I was taught by these witches and I have to siphon the power from the inner circle of the trees so that I can harness this and et cetera. And where it's like this, you know, 20 paragraphs before she actually like does her power thing. And then she does her power thing. This one, it's just like, no, she wants to get back to whatever she's doing. You're left enough to feel like, I want to know more, but you get enough of the character. You can kind of get a gist of what they're about.
Well, and then, you know, there's Wormwood even has that line where he says something like, oh, is that, you know, your gift from I forget what they're called, but the ladies that
sisters or something like that.
So it's like, oh, okay, she's got this. And then it's not, you know, he doesn't explain it to a certain extent. He just tells you that it's out there and, you know, you want to taste and like come back for some more.
Yeah, this is a really nice change of pace for this past season. We had a lot of amateurish books where we're introduced, into this new world, and this one was done very well. So, highly recommend it. I definitely want to pick them up and read them more too. Same, I love the art. I thought it was done really well. It looks hand drawn by hand. I don't know, or, you know, like with traditional pen and ink. I don't know if that's the case. It might have digital elements to it, you know, like the line work, something like that. But I loved it. It was, it felt very handcrafted.
It did have a little bit, which I didn't, it wasn't too much, but it did have a little bit of a 90s grunge feel to it. But I appreciated it. Like, I think it was necessary.
Yeah, it definitely had like a Nine Inch Nails meets Oddworld. Like,
it's definitely like they took the ink drop for paint and said, okay, here's my copy of Downward Spiral. So these are the only colors I have access to.
Yeah. I only have access to the color palette from I Want to Fuck You Like an Animal video.
Right.
They clicked on the closer palette.
Closer.
Right.
Did you catch that when we're introduced to Phoebe, they're in a strip club? Like, these four creatures are like, they themselves are very horrifying, and they're in this strip club talking to Phoebe,
talking about world building. That definitely plays out like further.
That's like their bat cave,
kind of. It's definitely it's
in the words of Jack Burton, where they sharpen their knives or sharpen their swords.
Yeah, the clubhouse.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, anything else?
No. All right. One thing I will say is we read this via, was it the SAC Hoopla Library? Hoopla. Yeah. Their online offering. So definitely in this time where you may not feel safe to go out, I know that they're allowing for some businesses to open or what have you. This is definitely a way to get some comics and maybe sample some. Definitely support, obviously, your local comic shops if you can. But
our sort of our home base, our echo base, is Oblivion Comics in Sacramento. Although we love Big Brothers and Empire's Comics Vault, they're all offering shipping to your home. If you want to purchase
curbside delivery,
curbside delivery. But if you can't, if that's not an option, either financially or for your safety, definitely check out your local library. They're there's so many digital comics available. It's really kept us being able to do the podcast during the shelter in place. Well, where can people follow the podcast there, Dennis?
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at GN Explorers Club.
And what about you, Jake? If you want people to follow you.
No, I'm good.
Should they even follow you? What about your mustache?
Oh, my Zardoz? Like Sean Connery without the sex appeal?
Without the red
unitard, bikini. Whatever thing, yeah.
And the long braid. I just need the gun.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening. We'll be back shortly with another summer special episode.
Later, Gators. Later. Have you seen The Rock, at least?
The Rock?
Yeah.
I've seen The Rock.